You are tuned into the Once Upon Her Mind podcast with Brittany Elizabeth Murray. I am a storyteller and scribe to the nations, and this is episode 4 of You Name It Part 2. I am very excited about this. I am currently at Panera Bread in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Just pushed out the rest of episode 4, which was so difficult. And I know it was difficult because it resonated so much with my emotions. So it is really good. I really poured it out. And I think that there's going to be a part 3 because it's just too much. It's just too much to give to you at one time. So let's jump straight into this thing and let you guys hear for yourselves and make that judgment. This is the Once Upon Her Mind podcast, episode 4, entitled You Name It Part 2. If you love what you've been hearing on the Once Upon Her Mind podcast and would like to support me, you can make a donation via the Anchor FM app, and I would greatly appreciate it so that we can come up with better quality production and do more things for the podcast, host events, and just bring out Once Upon Her Mind even deeper than what it already is. Thank you so much for your consideration and your donations. Placing Kennedy's tea in the freezer to cool, I felt his presence.
"Ah, Kennedy's request?"
he asked. I nodded.
"Why don't you let me serve her the tea and you go get some rest?"
I turned and headed to our bedroom without even a glance in his direction. My mind was racing and my heart was full of anxiety. I needed to get back to the task at hand. Am I pregnant? But the sting of pain that envelops your face in preparation for a massive cry feels all too familiar right now. Rage seems to be the comparable emotion because this is all too familiar. Embarrassed and rejecting my rights to be human, making rage seem rational and yet a final destination. I hadn't cried in a while. I mean, I don't cry. Who has time to cry? I thought to myself. The last time I cried was when Kennedy was born and I died. And even then, I fought not to. I don't trust myself to cry. I'd never pull it together with everything I've been through and the things I'm going through. The trauma of a possible pregnancy and Jeremiah in this affair is just enough to make a woman go crazy. Alas, I was back in my moment of truth, but something was rather peculiar about this picture. I remember leaving the unopened test on the floor next to the toilet in our bathroom, but I don't remember the toilet seat being up. My heart pounded all the more. "He knows," I whispered to myself. And then it happened. The floodgates of my soul roared a pour so massive that the top of my night blouse became drenched. I slumped down onto the floor and finally had my way with my emotions, or perhaps my emotions were finally having their way with me. Situations and circumstances scoured my mind, but what rang loud and clear was this affair. And I heard this still, small voice say, "Let's talk about the affair." I startled a bit because I couldn't believe what I just heard. Without hesitance, the voice called my name so gently and patiently, and it patiently awaited my response. I mean, did it expect me to answer back? I thought to myself. "I do," it rebutted. "Yes?" I obliged skeptically.
"What are you afraid of?"
"Huh?" I muttered back. "Karen, what are you afraid of?"
"I'm afraid that my entire life has been a big fat lie."
"How so?" the voice asked.
"The one person, the one relationship I opened myself up to and trusted with all of me is falling apart right before my eyes."
"But you're allowing it," the voice interrupted.
"Just like you allowed the affair."
"What? Who are you?"
"Just call me Ma."
"Well, Ma, I've never had an affair on Jeremiah. How can you say I allowed it? He's grown. He makes his own choices. No one put a gun to his head."
But he asked you, Karen. He asked you if you were okay with him taking the position in Seattle. So this is my fault, I yelled. Just shut up, I screamed, throwing and kicking and pushing anything in my grasp. I cried and cried and cried and rocked myself, hoping for a sense of calm. The doorknob twisted open, and there he stood, helpless, yet arms wide open to console me. I gave in and reached for his embrace. He sat on the floor and held me like a precious newborn infant for what seemed like an eternity. He said nothing, just held me as I cried and cried and cried. Hey friend, you got a product, you have a service, do you have something that you really want to get out to the public? Well, I am willing to test out your product, your service, or whatever that you have for the masses, and I am willing to promote your product, service, etc. on the Once Upon Her Mind podcast. You may email me at mommyvictories@gmail.com for more information. That's mommyvictories@gmail.com. Can't wait to hear from you. So let's talk about this affair. This is the Once Upon Her Mind podcast, episode 4, You Name It, part 2. So we continue to hear, now we know her name is Karen, we continue to hear Karen talking about Jeremiah, which is her husband, having an affair. And she's not really telling us what he did. But we come to this place with her where she is at this breaking point and she is hearing voices, honey. She is hallucinating, or is she? We'll have to find out in episode 5. But yeah, we come to this place with her where she is broken down to her core, where she is completely low and humiliated and fighting to not surrender. And we see her break down in such a powerful way. It will be a powerful way. You'll see that later on. But she keeps talking about this affair, but she's not really expressing what he did, you know? Because an affair can mean a whole lot of different things. It could be an emotional infidelity. It could be physical. It could be different things. But my question to you, what is classified as an affair? Does it have to be sexual contact? Does it have to be some type of physical contact? Does it have to be just, oh, emotions involved? What does that mean to you? Could an affair mean that you're just putting something before your significant other? Does it have like nothing to do with a relationship with another party? Could it be, you know, putting a job, a career, a position in front of your significant other? Could that be an affair? These are QTNA. Hashtag QTNA questions need to be answered. We need to know this, Karen. So I'm just wondering what exactly was that voice talking about when the voice asked her, what did the voice ask her? I need to go back to my notes. Let's flip the pages. I just forgot. But the voice is basically like, this is your fault. And Karen just spazzes because she's like, I didn't do this to me. He did this to me. You know, I didn't do this to him. How are you saying this is my fault? And the voice is like, listen, you told him you were okay with him taking the position in Seattle. And that kind of has me puzzled because I'm like, what does that even mean? Okay, this position in Seattle, what does he do? You know, is he, I don't know. Is he a real estate agent? Is he a doctor? Is he a lawyer? Is he some type of marketing exec? Like, who is he? What does he do? Obviously, he holds some value and importance if he's, you know, traveling out to go take another job or take another position. And we don't know how long that position is, if it's like a thing where she's supposed to, you know, come out later and move out there with Kennedy. We really don't know. But what really got me was the voice said that, you know, you told him to take this position in Seattle, and the voice tells her that this is all her fault. And I'm just like, okay, him moving to Seattle was all her fault. What does that mean? And the voice is like, the affair is all your fault. So I'm like trying to figure out what happened in Seattle. Was it sleepless in Seattle, or was it Turn Up City in Seattle? What's really good? So I would like for you to send me a voice message and let me know
What is an affair to you? What does that look like? Is it just emotional infidelity? Is it just sexual contact? What is it for you? Could it be a position? Could it be taking a job? Because I'm wondering, did Jeremiah just take a job and she thought that that was an affair? Or did he actually have some sort of inappropriate contact with an individual while in Seattle? I'm really confused because I'm kind of feeling like she's crazy right now. We'll have to see though. Leave me a voicemail. Let me know what you think. And also, I'm still waiting for you to tell me what you would name this episode. We already have episode 3 called You Name It because you didn't name it. And we're on episode 4 and I still need you to name it. How does this piece resonate with your soul? What would you name it? Put yourself in her position. Even if it's not the same situation that you dealt with, the emotions, the feelings are still the same. So what would you name this episode? So we can go ahead and go to episode 5 and give it a name, honey. And there is something special I am doing. I'm going to tell you this right now. When you name this, we're going to vote on this, on your name. And then this is actually going to be the title of a chapter in my upcoming novel, Pulchritude. Do y'all remember that? Yes, Pulchritude is fire. 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 Like fire, honey. Like fire. That's all I know what to say. And there are moments when the tea overflow with honey. And there are times when, you know, there is such beautiful breakthroughs and healings. And there is such spiritual awakenings, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I'm going too deep in. I don't want to turn you off or turn you on too much to it. You know, I want you to get that in your hand and really just really envelop yourself in it. So I'm going to stop here. And this is the Once Upon Her Mind podcast with Brittany Elizabeth Murray. I am a storyteller and scribe to the nations. I say the things that you always think that you're afraid to say. Okay. You guys have a wonderful day. Send me a voice message. Share this with your friends. Share this with your family. Share this with people that you think would love to hear this story, that you feel like it could help, or that you feel like it would be pure entertainment for. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.